wise, loving viewers. Welcome to today's Science and Spirituality program on Supreme Master Television, the first in a two-part series featuring visionary, best-selling author, and a leading figure in the field of science and spirituality, Greg Braden, whose work blends the profound wisdom of the ancients with modern discoveries in genetics and quantum physics. Through this unity, Mr. Braden believes that both inner and outer peace may be achieved. Mr. Braden was born in the state of Missouri, USA, and during his childhood, his family moved around frequently, exposing young Greg to a variety of religious traditions. Before beginning his current pursuits, Mr. Braden held a variety of computer-related positions and helped to build a team within a prominent company whose members assure the reliability of the Internet. Let's now learn more from Greg Braden about his background, which played a pivotal role in his search for understanding.
I was not really steeped in any one specific tradition, so I was introduced into the Hindu traditions, into the Muslim traditions, into the Hebrew traditions, and I'm just as comfortable in a mosque or a cathedral as I am in a synagogue or a Native American kiva. And I think it was good for me to have that experience because it opened the door to many possibilities. And what I found was that while all the traditions described a piece of the questions I had, I found no single tradition described the answer to all my questions. I looked. I couldn't find one that did. And so I began to ask myself, as a child, could it be that they're all parts of a greater knowing? And if it is, what would that look like?
To Mr. Braden, the idea that science and spirituality are symbiotic has long been a natural assumption.
But I had a belief personally, and I assumed everyone had the same belief. And my belief was simply this. I believed that there is no difference between science and spirituality, even as a child. So I believe that when I studied astronomy and biology and geology and physics and chemistry, I thought that's just the name that we give to the study. But ultimately, what I was doing was I was understanding the mechanism of a higher power, the inner workings of nature, and the intelligence that I believe underlies all experience.
It was his search to comprehend what contemporary knowledge couldn't explain that led Greg Braden on a 22-year pilgrimage to some of the world's most remote and sacred places.
So my path as an adult, I've spent the bulk of my adult life searching for the places that have been least disturbed by the modern world. My thinking has been that if I could find places that were least disturbed by the technology and the thinking of the modern world, perhaps I would find bits and pieces of the ancient knowledge that was lost more intact. Ancient knowledge, but not obsolete knowledge. The principles are powerful. Now, maybe the way we describe it is not scientific, but the principles are powerful and they're valid. So that journey has led me into some of the most isolated and remote and pristine and beautiful places remaining on this planet today. Monasteries in the Himalayas of China, Tibet, Nepal, Bolivia, Peru, all through India, into the American desert southwest and the Aboriginal traditions of Australia. And although all of the traditions are very different from one another, there's a common theme that links them together. And that theme, I think, is probably what brings us into this room today. And the theme first says that we are all part of this world, not separate from this world, that we are part of a living system, and that we are much more empowered beings than we've been led to believe in the modern world, that we have much greater opportunity to influence, not control, not manipulate, not impose our will, but influence what happens in our bodies, what happens in our lives, and ultimately what happens in our world.
Mr. Braden believes that we are on the cusp of a new era and that we all have an opportunity to participate in creating a bright future. His research and work have focused on helping humanity achieve the goal of a planet where only peace and love are known.
I firmly believe that we are living a pivotal moment in the history of this planet. Almost universally, ancient texts and traditions have told us that we will experience something extraordinary in our lifetimes, in our world, in our civilization, and in our bodies. So my path has been to first understand what our ancestors knew that we may have forgotten. Secondly, to marry that with the best science of our time into something that's meaningful in our lives in the modern world. And then thirdly, to find ways to apply that in our lives and in ways that we can embrace in our living room, even if we're not scientists, that we can embrace with our communities and our families and our children, ultimately to help us to become better people and create a better world.
When we return, Greg Braden will speak about the secret divine pattern that he says lies hidden in the genetic code of all life on Earth. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Science and Spirituality, where we're having an enlightening discussion with scientist and best-selling author Greg Braden of the USA. When he first began studying human origins, Mr. Braden wondered whether humankind was just a genetic coincidence or was intentionally engineered. Let's now find out how his research took shape.
I don't know who or what or how, but the evidence is overwhelming that there is an intentionality and a design that underlies our existence. So as a scientist, my thinking was, if that's true, who or whatever put us here on Earth would have left something inside of every one of us that tells us we're part of a greater existence and tells us that we're a family and that we're not so different from one another. And if I could find that, if I could find that common denominator, that somehow maybe it would help us to become greater than the differences, that began a search. And I combined the science that I know of biology and history and ancient language, linguistics, genetics, with the new science of computers that were now on my desktop. And Daryl, I'll tell you, I remember the very first time as a scientist that I had the opportunity to see the human genome, a piece of human DNA coded on my computer screen. And all the CTAG, CTAG, it all rolled down through the screen. And my brain looked at that. And I remember thinking, I said, I don't know what that says, but there's a code. There's a language. That DNA is a language. And whatever that language is, it's inside of me, and it's inside of everyone that looks at it. And some intelligent being placed it there a long time ago.
Using all the technology at his disposal, Mr. Braden then began searching for the message encoded in our DNA.
And this led to a research project using computers, the best science of today, and some of those ancient texts. And the bottom line is that what we discovered is every single ancient language, the letters of the language link to very precise numbers that have never changed. So whether we're talking about the Arabic language or the Hebrew language, or if we're talking about cuneiform and Sanskrit, what are called the ancient core or the ancient root languages, there's a mysterious number that's always been linked to those letters, and nobody knows where the numbers came from. That was interesting to me. So through a process that took many years, I came to understand that the numbers that represent the letter are also the numbers that represent the elements, what we call the elements on the periodic table of life and a physical reality as we know it. So in other words, it is if the ancients, they didn't know about the periodic table of elements the way we do today, but they knew about the numbers that were represented. And when we make the connections between the letters of the ancient alphabets, the numbers they represent, those numbers, if we look at them on the periodic table, they happen to be precisely the elements that make the DNA in our bodies. Now, we have the ability to take the sequences of DNA in a cell and through those numbers link them to letters in ancient alphabets. And lo and behold, the letters spell words and the words have meaning. Mm-hmm. And this has led to a book that's entitled The God Code. It was released in the year 2004. What we know is that there is a message, an intentional message, within the DNA of all life. The message is occurs in layers, and each layer has its own code that must be understood for that layer. And I'm still working on the deeper layers.
Greg Braden says the message hidden in the DNA of all living beings is that which spiritual masters have tried to convey to humanity through the ages. He now reveals what's written in the topmost layer of our genetic code.
The top layer is one that we understand very well right now. The top layer in the DNA of all life literally translates into the words God, eternal within the body. God, eternal within the body. We don't know who put that message there. We don't know exactly why it's there. But I can tell you that all I did was I followed the instructions in a series of ancient texts, following those languages, and I married that with the science of today, and this is what we found. If a higher intelligence is responsible for our existence, and that intelligence created us, it makes perfect sense that that intelligence would have left something for us to understand who we are. Mm-hmm. And if they left it in a temple or a text that could be destroyed, right, disappear over time, it wouldn't make sense. It makes perfect sense that that higher intelligence would have left the message encoded into the creation itself. And as long as the creation exists, the message is intact.
Our appreciation, Mr. Greg Braden, for sharing your time and invaluable wisdom with us. As all creation is connected and has God within, as is further proven by your discovery, may we always remember to treat each and every being with love and kindness. For more details on Greg Braden, please visit www.gregbraden.com. Books and other media by Mr. Braden are available at the same website. Thank you for your presence today on our program. Please join us again next Monday on Science and Spirituality when Mr. Braden will discuss what he calls the Group Heart Coherent Response in part 2 of our interview with him. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. Let the light of heaven forever touch all of us.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.